RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning. 7 o'clock here on WGR Sports Radio 550. It is the Tee to Green Golf Show, your local spot for golf talk every Saturday for a full hour right here on WGR. Thank you for being with us. I'm Brian Koziol. Kevin Sylvester this week is at the John Deere Classic. He'll be joining us later on in the show. He's there for PGA Tour Radio. And with me, as always, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. We are starting to feel the heat of the summer here. A little sticky early in the morning, and you see starting to see a stress around the periphery of the golf course. But another good day, another good weekend for golfing here in Western New York. It's exciting. If you're a golfer, you've had a lot of good weather to play in this summer.
That's right. After a terrible start with how bad it was, it has been very, very good golf weather, and I guess the only negative from a golf course perspective is that a nice rain or soaker could be needed at some point for you now at Glen Oak, where you're managing and running and obviously worrying about conditions of a golf course here. It's been very dry.
Yeah, everywhere you go, it's been very dry in the area. We're 2.5 inches below rainfall this year, so we are working towards a drought. I wouldn't call it a drought, but it's definitely quite crispy out there.
Absolutely.
It makes the ball go further, which is nice.
That's right, which we're going to talk about in a little bit here. We got a lot to get to here over the course of the next hour. We're live here at Tantara Golf Club in North Tonawanda. We're happy to be here sitting on the beautiful patio outside looking over the first tee. They've got a big event going on here today, which we'll talk about here in just a moment. We'll be speaking with the PGA Professional Director of Golf, Membership Director Don Schneider here in just a few moments from Tantara. 7:20 as we get you ready for next week's Open Championship at Carnoustie. We'll be joined by Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel to get you information if you're not sure about our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge contest that you can sign up for. It's free. He'll let you know at 7:20, a little bit more about that. The Porter Cup is next week at Niagara Falls Country Club, which we will be at next week for our show. Cassie Stein, the tournament director, going to join us at 7:35. And as I mentioned, Kevin Sylvester is at the John Deere Classic in Illinois. Kevin will join us at 7:50. So we're going to be previewing the Open. We'll get to our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. The drive, chip, and putt went on this week. Of course, our normal look at the PGA Tour leaderboard, our PGA Champions report, all coming up here along the way as we are live here at Tantara. But while we do so, say good morning to Don Schneider, PGA Pro. Don, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are we doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having us here.
Yeah, it looks like you got a little action this morning, Don. A lot of carts lined up, people buzzing around.
Yeah, we got a little Ryder Cup action this morning. So members love it. It's a two-day event. They've got actually four different color teams, and they're going to go at it here at 8 a.m.
Four different color teams?
Yeah.
And they have to wear jerseys and stuff like
well,
that?
Well, yeah.
You wear blue, you wear black, you wear white, something like that?
It's good for shop merchandise sales. Yeah, it's great.
Hence the idea. I like it.
Listen, I think that's one of the most important things there. You're playing in a team event. Anytime I've had a little, you know, two-man team or four-man team, if you can coordinate the outfits, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, you think that's cool?
I do. I know you might not, Jeff, but I think it's cool.
I might not.
If I went into your pro shop and said, we need four red shirts, I think you'd be okay for that.
I would be okay with that, yes, sir.
Absolutely.
And we would have them.
Of course, ready to go. Don, thanks for having us here today. Yeah, it's been an interesting spring, as we were talking about here. This is my home course, so I, of course, very familiar with playing it all the time. And as I've said on the air before, I will say it again, maybe for those that are hearing about Tainterra for the first time. I think it's a fun course to play in the sense that I like to hit driver, and you get to hit it off a lot of tees here, but it may be a better driver of the golf ball because the fairways here are a little more narrower than some of the other courses we play. But I feel like it's right in front of you here. Like, if I have a score that I don't like, most of the time it's on me. Whereas, you know, maybe at some other places I'm like, ah, oh, that was a stupid hole, or, oh, I, you know, that course, or, oh, that was an unfair way. Here I feel like, you know, you could have a great day and you also have a tough day, but for the most part, like, I feel like the course is what it is. It's pretty straightforward, which I like about that.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's tree-lined, so it's not the pushover that maybe people might think it is. When you first look at it, it's fairly flat, doesn't have a lot of elevation change. But, yeah, you know, you got to hit it straight. We got some long par fours, so you're definitely going to use the driver a lot out here. So driving is super important.
One of the cool things for me is doing the show is we get to go to all the facilities in Western New York, you know, some of the nicest places around, and you steal ideas like your patio out here. Just put TVs outside. You know, this is a nice place to come if you're a golfer. Yeah, I'd like to emulate something like this at my club. The members here, it seems like a fun crowd. People doesn't have the typical country club attitude, it feels like here.
Yeah, definitely. It's a real friendly place, Jeff. You're right. I mean, you're spot on. The TVs we just added, and it's actually one of our members had that idea, and so we listened to membership and tried to do it, and it gives them something to do. I'm sure some guys will be out here later if the weather holds up, and it's not too warm. They can watch some golf.
Yeah, I'll tag in on that that atmosphere. Part of the reason that I love coming here, too, is that, and Donna's really done a great job in terms of heading this up and with the rest of the staff, but the events like today, the Ryder Cup, I know my family, we are here for July 3rd party. We had the fireworks and just all the cool setup, and I'm working with Don here at the junior camp, and, you know, all the different ideas that everything's been having. I know, Jeff, you and I have been talking about it all the time, about there's different ways. Golf doesn't always have to be the traditional show up and play 18 holes and have it take 5 hours. And
it's going the other way.
There's all sorts of different ways to make coming to your golf course or your golf club a fun experience. And I will say, Don, here on the air, that I think you're doing a great job of that, Don. So
thank you.
And, Jeff, I know that's something that you feel like the PGA, for both of you being PGA pros, like that's the PGA of America. That's kind of a push I know that you guys are looking at, right, as PGA professionals, of ways to make golf fun beyond just coming and playing 18 holes.
Well, yeah, and you're trying. It is a fun game, and people there were barriers to the game. You know, people didn't want to get in because it took too long, it cost too much money, there was too much to know to get started. We're breaking down those barriers when you have those junior programs. I have the Get Golf Ready programs, which are very popular, and one of the first things I say is there's a list of things you don't have to do. You don't need to wear golf shoes. You don't need to finish every hole. You can tee it up every time. You can play 3, 6, or 9 holes, you know. So there's a lot of things, and there's a lot of ways you can introduce people to the game, and not everybody wants to go out and play 18. Some people are happy playing 9 and going to the bar or walking around with their kids or whatever it is. So there's a million jillion ways to enjoy the golf course, and good places are providing those opportunities for people to enjoy it the way they like to enjoy it. So,
yeah, that's true. I mean, here, that's Brian's a perfect example. I mean, you know, come on out, hit a bucket of balls, and go, you know, find some open holes. Go play 3, 6, 7 holes, whatever. Yep. I mean, it's the best practice in the world, right? You're able to drop golf ball down and hit a wedge shot that maybe didn't look so good the first time you tried it, or, you know, take another run at a putt. And so it's great practice, and there's no pressure to, you know, to complete 18 holes or even 9 if you don't want to.
And you can hit ball. You know, people like to hit balls. There's different parts of the game. And I like the idea. If you can get your family involved, what a great game to get family and to get your kids, like your junior program, or you playing with your son. What, I mean, you're going to be doing that for the rest of your life. You guys are going to have that bond. You guys, hey, that's something you can always do every time you travel or anywhere you go new, or you'll share that as you grow. And if you can do that with your wife and your kids, now you've got a game that the whole family can enjoy for the rest of their lives and share something in common.
Yeah, and I know that, like, as you mentioned, coming here, my son just loves it. He's 8, and he loves coming here every time. And, you know, Don, he runs up to see you. I got to go see Coach Don before we play. And you're so great with him. And the junior golf camps is one thing here that I always say that I will talk about for other people or non-members. I know that you invite as well here that, you know, that's something that we, I think, on our show, we've been really trying to do a good job is in terms of just, you know, part of the reason we love doing the show is promote the game. I know as PGA pros, that's what you guys are here to do. You want to promote the game. And getting juniors involved, it does that family tie-in. It hooks them in early. It has made me enjoy golf more through my son's eyes of seeing what he finds cool about it, whether it's sometimes as simple as finding a neon orange ball in the rough that somebody left. You know what I mean? Like something like that. It makes his day. And I'm like, suddenly the rest of my day now is kind of fun, too.
Through your son's eyes. I like that comment. And Don, you've been in the business a long time, as have I. It's definitely changed. I mean, I remember being – I worked at private clubs my whole life until now. And, you know, Wednesday afternoons, all the doctors would – everybody would come out. You know, it was men's only day and all this and that. All those things have changed. It's not, you know, the doctors are working more, A, and B, just the way clubs are formed and the way people are playing golf has evolved over time. And I think we need to embrace it as golf professionals and give the people what they want.
Yeah, you're right, Jeff. It's totally changed. I mean, you know, we just hosted, we had a Ladies President's Cup over the weekend, last weekend. And, you know, the days of, you know, ladies can only play at certain hours, and that's just old news.
Yeah,
and
it didn't make sense. Yeah.
No. And we had our ladies out here prime time. On the weekend, played their President's Cup, had a great time. And then so today the guys get a shot at it with the Ryder Cup. So, yes.
Very cool. 7:10 is the time here. Tee to Green broadcasting live from Tantara Golf Club in North Tonawanda. As we said, busy show here. If you're just joining us, Don Schneider, the PGA Pro and Director of Golf, membership director as well here at Tantara, joining us right now. In about 10 minutes, Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs on our Majors Challenge. The Open starts next week at Carnoustie. We'll have information on how you can join that contest. Cassie Stein, the Porter Cup Tournament Director, that starts next week. We'll be there for our show next Saturday at Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston. That's at 7:35. Kevin Sylvester at 7:50 from the John Deere Classic. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week here coming up in just a few minutes here with Jeff and Don, but for those of you that don't know, by joining a place like Tantara here, you have access to others. And I just want to, as being a member here, I want to kind of explain what my, not last week, I was on vacation last week, actually, which I'll get to in a minute. That was a lot of fun. But the previous week, for those listening, just kind of to take you inside of what it's like to be a member here, I played a full 18 holes here on Tuesday, had a blast with one of my friends. Then Wednesday, the previous week, participated here in our junior golf program as one of the assistants here to Don and the rest of the staff, and then played a few holes with my son afterwards. And then we were here for July 3rd for the fireworks party, which was awesome. And then last Friday, got a chance to go over and play Briarwood. Meanwhile, in between on that Thursday, my son, who's playing junior golf camp here on Wednesdays, he's also doing the junior golf camp at Fox Valley on Thursday. Why am I saying all this?
Jeez,
with Fox and Tantara and Briarwood? Well, I've visited those three clubs quite a bit over the last 2 weeks. And speaking of those three, as you know, they're part of our home clubs here on TD Green, part of our presenting sponsorship, and a big reason why we're on the air. And, Don, for those that might be unfamiliar with, again, the opportunity that you have to not only maybe be a member here at Tantara, but what it also it possibly can offer you. It's very unique to Western New York that no other club can offer.
Yeah, that's right. It's you know, the kind of way we look at it, if your home track is here at Tantara, you've got Fox Valley and Briarwood. They're 20-minute rides. You have access to all three clubs, and you know it's if it's just variety you need, that's one reason to do it. It could be, you know, maybe you're not playing in the Ryder Cup today, so you need, you know, another golf course to play, so you're not blocked out. So, you know, you could pick up the phone as though you're a member at the other two clubs and have access. So, works out great. And then the amenities that are at Fox and Briarwood can be utilized as well. We're a golf club here, so each club is unique and a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Briarwood has a bowling alley, which is kind of cool. Yeah. Fox has some other different things. We'll be at Fox Valley in 2 weeks for our show getting you ready for our Duster Putting Challenge, which is on August 3rd. By the way, side note on that, great thing that we do. It's our third edition of it, and it's a putting contest. But it's more so just a night of fun. We've got music,
putting
contests,
tournament.
Putting tournament, we like to call it. That's right. Yeah. Jeff is our scoring official. He's our roving
rules official for a putting tournament. Yes,
that's right. But the proceeds go to support the PGA Reach Foundation.
Correct.
Which I know, Don, you've done a lot of things here raising money for charity, but I know you guys are both you've got your PGA, your Hope hat on, Jeff, too, right now?
Yep, helping our Patriots everywhere, yep.
So I know on Memorial Day, Don, you did an event here to donate money for the West New York Heroes.
Yeah, we did. We did a Beat the Pro Day, and I stood out there for 4 hours and challenged any comers to come on and bet me, and then we raised, I think it was $1,300, we're donating to West New York Heroes, so it was great.
Yeah, but charity, again, a big thing. I want to give kudos back to our producer back at our Amherst Studios. Derek Kramer was part of our WGR team that participated in the 11-day power play this past week. And I know Derek is a little humble, and we'll get him on later in the show to talk about it. But
Maybe he can talk about his celebration, his goal celebration.
That's right.
Bar league game.
That's right. But events like that, I mean, sports in Western New York, doing things for charity, we talk about all the time what golf does. I mean, that's a big thing here. And
it seems to be Western New York, doesn't it? I don't know if that's, it's just every time we turn.
Elsewhere.
Yeah, I don't know if it is, because every time you turn around, it seems like every golf event you go to, every tournament, every club jumps in. And then with hockey, with the 11-day power play, with, remember, the Bills comeback, or the comeback from the Bengals last year. It seems to be part of our culture. Yeah. And golf's been doing that forever, I feel like.
That's right. Don, how about just some information if people want to come out or set something up with you, or is there any sort of special promotion?
Yeah, absolutely. This time of year, we actually have a promotion that's it's called Exclusive Membership, and really, if somebody were to join at this point of the year, we've got a membership in place, a membership offer, where they actually would not have winter dues. So if you're looking for a club, and we got a lot of golf left to play,
play through November.
Yeah, what the heck. The last 2 years we played all of November.
Yep. Yeah.
And so if you were to join, you've got November through February dues waived, and there's some other incentives that I'd be happy to meet with anybody in person, or they can reach me via email. It's dschneider@tanteragc.com, or they can reach me at 694-0366, extension 105.
Awesome.
And I'd be happy to either conduct a tour, or if somebody wants to come over and play some holes, whatever suits your needs.
Awesome. Yeah, if you want information here more on Tanteri, you can also hit me up on Twitter at BrianWJR. I'll make sure you get in touch with Don. You got 2 minutes to get our tip of the week in here? I know you got to go. All right, we're gonna do it here. Don, I know we didn't even tell you what it was going to be on the fly, but I know you'll be
fine. But he's a professional.
That's right, he'll be fine.
He's a PGA professional.
So this past week, we flew to Calgary for a family vacation.
Calgary,
that's right. And then we drove to Banff National Park, and just amazing, the Canadian Rockies. If you've never gone, you should definitely go. The blue-green water from the glaciers, we did like a glacier walk, and we went 10,000 feet up in the air, and so it was just incredible stuff. Beyond that, though, I got to play golf twice, and the elevation change was definitely something that was noticeable. When the first green, I flew by about 20 yards because I hit it. I'm like, hey, that's pretty good. And then, whew, like, way off the back. I was like, uh-oh. And the guy I was playing with, who has played there before, had said, don't forget, you got to take maybe one or two clubs less on some of these shots because of the elevation. So I was texting with Jeff. I said, let's make that our tip of the week. I said, sometimes playing with elevation change. Also, with us playing next to mountainsides, too, there was some different stances that I wouldn't normally maybe have on some of the courses around here in Western New York.
Yeah, so Northern Erie, Southern Niagara County aren't exactly hilly.
So for our tip of the week here, let's talk about that. Elevation, different stances and things like that. Jeff, why don't you start? Just what are some things that should be in your head?
Well, they do have rangefinders now. They're not legal for competition that will estimate the yardage. So if you're pointing it uphill, it'll say 107 yards. It'll give you the playing yardage of 110. Now, around here, you don't get too much. What I think people need to do is commit to it. So, what happens is you're a little bit wishy wishy-washy because you have a club in your hand that you're not comfortable hitting or the yardage doesn't feel right to you, you still need to make that aggressive swing. You still need to commit to that swing like you would for any other shot. And just hit the best shot you can when you have any kind of elevation change. You know, to get 5 to 7 yards of elevation change, you have to have quite a bit of difference. Very seldom have I seen 10 to 12 yards or two clubs. You know, you're out in the thin air there also, so those things make a difference. So I like to tell people to commit to their shots, still make an aggressive swing. Once you've made that decision, just go with that decision 100%, and then control your trajectory. If you don't control how high or low you hit the ball, then you're not going to be able to control how far you hit it. So focus on a solid strike, committing to it, and really, really focus on, you know, a trajectory that you can control when you hit the shot.
Don, you want to jump in with some thoughts on that?
Yeah, you're talking about the uneven lies and things that you're not used to.
Elevation, things like that.
Here, I mean, we're pretty flat golf course, as you know. But what I do is when I'm on the driving range, if I can kind of take those examples and go over to the front of the tee box or the side of the tee box, a side hill lie or a downhill lie, and really work on that. And you can, it's not often that you get a chance to practice that, and all of a sudden, what do I do with it? But if you get a chance to do that, don't, you know, just kind of get over to the side or the front or the back of the tee box and work on it. And I think it you know, I just worked with somebody this spring when we had all this rain and all the rough, and, you know, he was struggling with that shot. I said, well, let's get off the regular tee and let's go on the side here and find some high grass and, you know, bury the ball a few times and hit it. You know, so it's like anything in practicing. If we never work on that, you know, we can't pretend we can pull it off, you know, when it matters. So it's a good way to do it.
And one of my favorite drills for people that slice the golf ball, you know, to give them a feel to how to round out their swing or shallow out their swing often, is to put the ball above their feet on the edge of the range and have them hit some rope hooks with the ball above their feet, just to get a feel what a hook feels like. But like you said, you know, if the ball's above your feet, it will tend to hook. Doesn't always. It depends on the player. And if the ball's below your feet, it will tend to fade. So that's something to keep in mind.
Yes.
And always some good practice swings, because you need to gauge when that ball's above your feet or below your feet where that ball's going to be in your stance.
Absolutely. Well, I thought when I was hitting some of these shots a little long, I was like, well, it must be my new workout regimen.
Yeah, it's been, but well, that's
the amount of,
well noted.
That's right. Yes. The amount of, but then the guy reminded me after, I was like, he's like, no, it's the elevator. I'm like, oh, that's too bad. The amount of eating and drinking that I did on that vacation, it definitely was not the workout.
Well,
regimen.
It depends. If you're playing at altitude, too, you have to factor in, you know, at altitude, the air's thinner, the ball travels farther,
right.
You know, so.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, some of these drives, I'm like, hey, it's a little farther than I normally hit it here. I could get used to this.
Yeah, go out and play. Just move out west, and you hit it much further all the time. Yeah,
that's right. No, it was a beautiful spot to be. Don, thanks again for having us here today. I know that you've got a very, very busy day here with the 2-day Ryder Cup event. So, and thanks just personally for being a good PGA pro to me and my son.
Hey, I enjoy you guys. We missed you last week, so
I know
it doesn't feel like golf camp without Jack.
No.
You know, so. But, hey, it's great to have you guys here. It's always nice to sit down and chat, and you guys make it easy. So
and
I appreciate
you,
it.
You know, as a fellow PGA professional, you go into different operations and you notice things. And you notice that this is a well-run operation, that he's catering to his members. And it's professional. That's what a PGA pro does. And I love coming in and seeing, and I'm going to pick Don's brain later if there's anything I can steal from him, because looks like you're doing a very good job here, Don.
Thank you.
Thanks, Don. You want to throw out the information to contact you one more time?
Yeah, it's just it's Tantera. Best bet is email. It's D. Schneider. So it's D. Schneider at TanteraGC.com. Schneider is S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R, by the way. And then my phone, my office phone is 694-0366. My extension is 105. And then, again, just to reiterate, it's an exclusive membership. It's a great offer. So if you haven't joined somewhere, we were advertising it ending up on the 15th of the month, and today's the 14th. So
that's right.
We got a little bit of time. So if you're interested, give me a buzz. Once we get the shotgun off, I'll be available.
Great. Thanks, Don. Okay. Thanks for having us here today.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Don Schneider, Director of Golf, PGA Pro, Membership Director here at Tantera. As we roll on here on Tee to Green. Next, we bring in Ryan Hasenauer on the phone from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel as the Open Championship from Carnoustie across the pond starts next week. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So it was a late one for us last night here.
That's right. That's right.
Up.
Yeah, I was getting in late for my flight, but we're back here and ready to go. And I should get used to having time changes, because I like to get up early at 1:50 in the morning or whatever the Open Championship, or for some of the like to call it the British Open, starts this week. It's morning golf. You'll have it on when you wake up this week. That means another major and another Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel Majors Challenge. We've had some nice winners so far. Our U.S. Open winner, can I remember who we picked? Well, there was only, again, two entries that only picked the winner. It was the same with our Masters contest, Ryan. Only two of our entries picked Reed. Only two of our entries picked Koepka. So if you can find the winner, you got a great chance of coming away with a great prize pack here. So,
and those were two kind of off-the-board winners there.
Yeah. Yeah, Reed and Koepka, good quality players. Yep. But, I mean, look, these aren't no-names. So, I mean, it's very easy. You know, it's not like you can't pick the guy and you can walk away with a great prize pack.
Absolutely, and you know I was reading an article yesterday on the odds for the Open over there across the pond, and I believe Dustin Johnson's favored right now at I think it's 12-1. Rory is 14-1, and Jordan Spieth is 16-1. So, but again, you don't have to go with the names like you just mentioned. There are two people that won those other tournaments. They weren't necessarily names. So sometimes you got to go down the odds list a little bit farther to find somebody that is going to get you this nice prize pack if you win it here from Batavia Downs.
Absolutely. Yeah, our winners, by the way, if you're wondering about this great prize pack, they get a great night at the brand-new hotel at Batavia Downs Gaming, get a restaurant gift card, and a free play gift card. So you get kind of all three features of what makes Batavia Downs great. And, Ryan, I know that what harness racing is starting up. Has it started up already? I know this is usually around the time, right?
It is around the time. In fact, the horses will arrive on Wednesday. They will arrive on the 18th. We have a concert on the 20th. So in the morning on the 20th, the horses will still kind of practice, out on the track there. And then around 11 o'clock, we shut the track down so that all the concert people can come in and get all their stuff ready. But it'll be really interesting. We've never done this before, but we'll run concerts on Fridays. And then everyone will wake up on Saturday, get the track cleaned up, and then we'll be racing on Saturday nights. So your winners, who are able to choose a date between Sunday and Thursday for their night, they'll be able to actually come on if they want on Wednesday nights when we do race starting up next week, and enjoy even that fourth part. So not only the food, not only the drink, not only the gaming floor, but also a little bit of harness racing if they so choose.
That's right. You mentioned concerts, Ryan. I know you've got some good things planned. Why don't you tell us about some of those acts that are coming in to perform at Batavia Downs?
Sure. So just last night, we had Rick Emmett from the Canadian rock band Triumph. Also, Carl Dixon was there from Coney Hatch, April Wine. And he actually was the lead singer and guitarist from the Guess Who for a couple of years. So he was playing American Woman on stage, and everybody was rocking that was there. We had some stiff competition last night with some other events in the area, but we really held our own, and really appreciate everybody that came out to see those guys last night. Next week is Asia featuring John Payne, so heat of the moment for those of you that remember Asia. They'll also be appearing with a band called Rumors, which is a national Fleetwood Mac tribute band. After that, we have a real murderer's row of acts in a row. We're going to welcome Puddle of Mud here for those that are maybe mine and Brian's age. And then after that, Three Dog Night will be there. And then we close on August 10th with Leanne Womack, who, of course, sings the song I Hope You Dance. Really good kind of, country pop singer there from, I'd say, like the 90s or so. But all those tickets are available on BataviaConcerts.com, or you can buy them in person at Batavia Downs Gaming Hotel at the Lucky Treasures gift shop located right there in the lobby. So it's been a great one so far. We're looking forward to hopefully seeing everybody out there for the summer concert series at Batavia Downs.
Yeah, that's a great lineup right there.
Do you have a pick for the British Open? You got a favorite you like?
I think I went with Rory literally for the last two majors. So I'll change it up a little bit, and I'll take Spieth. I'm going to watch a little bit today what's the moniker of the one this week, guys?
John Deere.
Yeah.
John Deere. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, the John Deere. So I was looking at, there's a guy I follow on Twitter, Jeff Sherman. He's the manager over at the Westgate in Vegas, and his handle on Twitter is actually Golf Odds, and he runs one of those Golf Odds websites. So I always like following him, and he's very into retweeting information. Somebody's out with a shoulder injury. Oh, this is the updated odds. So I know that if you're ever out in Vegas, that's certainly a good place to get a bet down as well. And maybe soon, Brian, we're going to have you'll be able to put a bet down at Batavia Downs on an upcoming golf tournament. But
that's right.
That remains to be seen. So we'll keep you guys updated.
That would be fun.
That's right. We're hoping New York State gets your act together. Hopefully, we get sports wagering at Batavia Downs Gaming very soon. Again, the contest. If you want to go to my Twitter page at BrianWGR, it's the pinned tweet right at the top there. But just to tell you here, if you're not near your phone or computer or anything right now, just email us the names of any three golfers. And a finishing winning score in relation to par. That's just used for the tiebreaker. We haven't had to use that yet. For the upcoming Open Championship this week at Carnoustie, the email BataviaDownsMajorsChallenge@gmail.com. BataviaDownsMajorsChallenge@gmail.com. And the money earned by your three players will give you a total. And if you've got the highest amount, you win a great Batavia Downs Gaming prize pack, which includes hotel, restaurant, and free play. Don't forget, it starts like at 1 in the morning on Thursday. So deadline for entries is this upcoming Wednesday, July 18th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern time. Ryan, thanks so much. Good luck to all of our contestants coming up, and we'll talk to you in a few weeks when we get the PGA Championship rolling.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for the time, guys. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Ryan. Ryan Hasenauer, the PR director for Batavia Downs Gaming and Western OTB.
I'm going to follow that website he just or that Twitter handle he just told me.
At Golf Odds.
Yes, that's right. Yes, I just looked it up.
Get it ready. We need your open pick coming up.
Oh, I have it. I've been preparing this.
That's right. Yes. By the way,
this isn't a last minute thing.
No, Carnoustie is the spot where the tournament is, which should lead you to an easy memory, right?
Me?
Remember how one of the...
there are no easy memories for me.
Right. Well, we'll refresh everybody about what should be a strong memory of British Open history at Carnoustie when we return here on Tee to Green. As we step aside, we're broadcasting live from Tanterra Golf Club in North Tonawanda. PGA Pro Jeff Metis, I'm Brian Colesville. Porter Cup preview as well. Coming up, Tournament Director Cassie Stein joins us in about 5 minutes from now. Right here, as we're live at Tanterra, I'm Brian Colesville. Thanks for being with us on WGR. Welcome back here on Tee to Green, live on WGR. Brian Colesville, along with PGA Pro Jeff Metis. Kevin Sylvester, of course, normally part of our show. He's at the John Deere Classic. He'll join us in about 15 minutes. He's there working for PGA Tour Radio. Time now, though, for our PGA Champions Report. It's brought to you by Absolute Care, affordable adult assisted living. This week, it is the Senior Players Championship going on. And it's the Constellation Senior Players Championship, by the way, going on right now. And that event, one of the many majors on the Champions Tour, we got to see some of the seniors playing in it last week, but you've got some big names that are kind of near the top of the leaderboard right now. We'll get to the leader here in a minute, but you've got Maggard a shot off the lead, Perry two shots off the lead, Vijay Singh two off the lead, Bernhard Langer two off the lead. So a interesting tournament at the moment right now. Scott Parrell, though, is your leader right now. He's at minus 11. He shot a 6-under yesterday. Brent Jobe, Jeff Maggard, one shot back. McCarron, Perry, Singh, Langer are all two back as the Senior Championship is a four-day event this year, this week on the Champions Tour. There also is a senior event on the women's side this
week.
Yeah,
pretty cool. USGA Women's Senior, first time they've ever had the event. So you see a lot of names you actually recognize playing in that event. Local pro, Marlene Davis qualified, so she got to go out there. And Susie Whaley, the soon-to-be president of the PGA, also represented the PGA and qualified for that. Pretty cool event. I think they're playing out in Chicago. And, yeah, pretty neat that, as we talked before, that women's golf seems to be growing. There seem to be more events. There seems to be more attention paid to women's golf, which is great. That's 51% of the population we can get playing golf.
Absolutely. No, it's something we talk about all the time and needing to. We mentioned growing the game. That's a big piece of it. Another great local event. Last week we were talking about the Lecom Health Challenge at Peak and Peak. A few weeks ago we were at East Aurora for the International Junior Masters. Well, another great annual tournament here in Western New York starts next week. It's the Porter Cup. It's at Niagara Falls Country Club. And joining us now on the line here on Tee to Green is the tournament director, Cassie Stein. Cassie, it's Brian and Jeff here. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on today.
Thanks, as always. I apologize about missing out on Media Day earlier in the week. I was on vacation, but I know, as always, hearing from some of my friends that were there, that you guys always put on a great show for everybody up there in terms of getting you ready for the tournament. I know you're ready. These are your your busiest moments here coming up, Cassie, right, is the tournament's coming up next week?
It sure is, yeah. It starts Wednesday next week. But, yeah, the players actually start getting in today. We have some players starting to come in today, and they'll start filtering in, you know, today, Sunday, Monday. They have a practice round Tuesday, and then we're off and running on Wednesday.
Yeah. We were with you, of course, for the Women's Porter Cup back in early June. We'll be up at Niagara Falls Country Club next week for our show on Saturday. But I know that getting players and all the logistics, as you said, of where they're going to stay, who they're going to be with, getting players to come from all over the world. I know that, you know, your name is as tournament director, but I know it's a team effort, and it takes the membership volunteers and buy-in as well. I know that you guys always do such a great job up there. Can you just talk a little bit about what it takes to have this event go off so smoothly?
Yeah, it's really a team event, from the members to the executive committee to the volunteers. I mean, we wouldn't be where we are without the volunteers. And, you know, it is really truly a team effort. And we go out there and we recruit. We get our name out there. We see these players all year round, and we email them, and we just get our, you know, make phone calls, and we get our face out there, you know, our name out there and our faces out there, so they know who they're coming to see when they come up to Niagara Falls Country Club in July. And, you know, that's all we can do. There's so many tournaments out there that these players can play, and we're just so excited to have the 90 players. We just finished our field last night, 90 players coming here, you know, starting tomorrow, today, and get up here for the Porter Cup.
Yeah, but you're not taking a backseat to anybody. You get one of the strongest fields in amateur golf, it feels like to me.
We sure do. It's really nice. We have, like, I believe it's now 20 players in the top 200 of the world amateur golf rankings, which is a pretty big deal. I think we have 7 in the top 100 and 2 in the top 50. And like I said, there's so many tournaments out there that they can play, and we're just so excited to have the players in our field that we have. And it's going to be a really great event. We have our defending champ, Brandon Wu, coming back, and he just finished tied for 41st in the Lecom Health Challenge you guys were just talking about. And so he's playing some highly competitive golf right now. And it's just going to be a great week.
Yeah, I saw him. I got to see him play. I was a starter at the Lecom. And I'm like, hey, I know who this kid is. And, yeah, he plays at Stanford, if I'm not mistaken. Very, very good player. Looks like the model of a tour player when you watch him. Just look at him in person,
yep,
actually.
He really is.
Cassie, would you say that he's the favorite? And also maybe just a few other names for people that are going to come up and watch next week, the Porter Cup. Who are some of the guys that maybe have a chance to take home the title?
Yeah, I would say definitely Brandon is one of them. Also Garrett Rank, he's the NHL referee. He actually, so let me go in through his order and all of his accomplishments really quick. Semifinalist at the U.S. Four-ball championship. He played in the U.S. Open. He won the Ontario Mid-Amateur the week after the U.S. Open. And then yesterday he just won the Ontario Amateur. So he's coming in here a ball of fire. He's roaring and ready to go. He's making his 10th appearance here, too, so he knows the course really well. I would definitely check him out. Shea Wolf-Cobb, he's the lowest-ranked player in the field. He's 26th in the World Amateur Golf Rankings. I would say he's definitely a favorite. He won a professional event, actually, down in Australia called the Coca-Cola Queensland Open. So, you know, he's playing at his highest level of golf right now. And then we have number 35, John Pock. He hasn't won anything recently, but he's finishing the top 5 in many college events, played really well at the NCAA Championship, and he goes to Florida State. So we're just really excited for this field this year, and it's going to be a really good week.
Cassie, how about some of the local players? Just a couple that I know you always have a good set of guys from Western New York that are in this event.
Yeah, we have Billy and David Haynes, the Haynes brothers again, and they're always competitive with each other, but also with the field in general, so that'll be fun to see them play. Billy won the match play, the BDGA match play last year, so that's how he got in. And then, actually, I don't even know if you guys know this, I announced it at the media day on Tuesday, is that Andrew Podorowski, he plays for the Carolina Hurricanes affiliate hockey team. He's going to be in our field this year, too, and he's playing at a really high level. He tried to qualify for the Porter Cup, missed by 2 shots, and he's playing really good golf as well. So there are so many locals in the field. Will Townsend, he's from Rochester. He's another good local, and yeah, they're going to bring it, you know, their local field to the field next week, and it's going to be fun to see them compete with some of the best players in the world.
Cassie Stein, Tournament Director of the Porter Cup, joining us. Cassie, how about just the information for those that might want to come out and watch? It's a Wednesday through Saturday event. I know we'll be up there doing our show for the final round on Saturday morning. Can you just talk about spectator information for those that want to come up and watch?
Yeah, spectator information is it's a free event, so everyone is more than welcome to come. Tee times start 8 a.m. Wednesday morning, 8 Thursday morning, 8 Friday morning, and then 7 a.m. actually on Saturday morning. So just to keep that in mind for anyone coming to watch the leaders, it's going to be an hour earlier on Saturday. Parking, it's by our auxiliary hole, but all we ask is for a donation for the Boy Scouts who run that. Other than that, it's a free event. Come out and watch some of the best amateurs in the world. These are the next PGA Tour players, of tomorrow. So come out and watch them, and it's going to be a fun week.
Yeah. Cassie Stein with us, PorterCup.com, for more information. And, Cassie, I'll ask you on air. I hope we can talk with you next week. I know you'll be busy, but we're looking forward to coming up to do our show next Saturday.
I will be there with you guys. Don't you worry.
Awesome. Thanks, Cassie. Good luck with the start of the tournament. We'll see you Saturday.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Cassie Stein, Tournament Director, Porter Cup, going on this week, starting Wednesday morning, 8 a.m.
That's one of the coolest shows we get to do because we're there, and when you walk in, you feel the buzz. You can see the players. You see all the banners.
We're near the leaderboard there.
The course is ready to go. It's early in the morning. Yeah, it's a lot of fun to be there.
From your coaching experience at Niagara, you're familiar with Niagara Falls Country Club. What are some of the challenges that the players will face there?
The last few holes kind of make or break that event, I think. 15's a par 4 that some of the guys can drive. A lot of the guys can drive up there, but there's OB that creeps in. 16's a tough par 3. 17, there's OB on both sides, and it finishes with a good par 3 18th that's well bunkered. So those last four holes seem to make or break the event every year.
Yeah, and again, a cool tie-in. You see it there. Brandon Wu, who was last year's Porter Cup winner, playing in the LECOM event. You're seeing him playing in a professional tournament. Again, the connection now between this tournament. This year's Porter Cup winner will get a chance to play in next year's web.com event at Peak and Peak. So that's a great – you want to have a path to pro, you're getting a great start right there.
Well, even there, I started for an afternoon there at LECOM, and even there you can see certain guys stand out. Like, amongst the best players there, certain guys stand out. And this Brandon Wu kid, I mean, when he walked to the tee, and after you watch him rip one, you can see why he's doing very, very well in amateur golf.
That's right.
And who knows more about amateur golf than her, by the way?
Jeez. Yeah. No, she knows quite a bit, no doubt. Nelson Ledesma, by the way, the winner last week at Peak and Peak, beat out Sebastian Munoz by 2. He finished at minus 22, Ledesma did.
And it was cool to see Dudley Hart have that nice little run.
He was the leader after 2 rounds. What a great run for him.
Totally rooting for Dudley. I went out to watch him play a few holes, and I'm looking around. Oh, there's somebody that looks like me, huh? There's Dudley playing. But good to see him doing well.
And representing Buffalo.
Yeah, and another quick compliment. Jenna Hecker won the New York State Women's Mid-Am. A friend of mine's daughter who I've known her whole life, a great, great player. Good to see she won another event.
Yes, and let's give congratulations to the West New York PGA and for all those that helped out this week at Briarwood. It was the second of some of the four local drive, chip, and putt events that went on, and some of the lucky junior golfers.
I saw it tweeted out.
Yeah, saw all the pictures. If you want to see who actually made it, the list is unfortunately probably too long for us to read everybody there, but the pictures and the names of all the young girls and boys that will be going to the next stage of drive, chip, and putt going on. But that even just – by the way, if you're a golfer, follow on Twitter Drive, Chip, and Putt.
Oh, it's cool.
The handle. You get these stories. I've just seen pictures of it said, my son overcame his fear and actually, and finished seventh and actually got a ribbon for putting. And there's another picture of a 7-year-old daughter that got to do it. And she said, they're great stories and cool pictures and cool things to see beyond just getting the results.
And there's kids from everywhere.
Yeah.
My daughter worked at the event, and she does it because she loves to be around the kids during that day and stuff like that. We're hosting one at Glen Oak in
you
a couple
are
weeks.
You guys the second stage of the drive chip.
Yeah, in August we have it. So we're looking forward to that. And, you don't have to be really good to do it either. They make friends. They meet people from all over the region. And so even if you just wanted to see kids having fun and laughing and giggling, go watch that. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. So kudos again, West New York PGA, for running that. By the way, we did our tip of the week earlier. Forgot to tell you. It was brought to you by the West New York PGA. The Western PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. It's 7:45 here on Tee to Green. We are live at Tan Terra Golf Club in North Tonawanda. A ton of players out here.
Yeah, buzz. Right, huh? Everybody's getting ready.
They're getting ready for what is a two-day Ryder Cup event here. Very cool. Our Tee to Green show presented by the West New York PGA. Woods to Wedges, where we were last week inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Michelob Ultra, good day for that with how hot it is outside. Custom Turf, great spot if you're looking for a putting green inside your house, outside your house, something for your playground, something for your dog. CustomTurf.com is the spot to go there. And, of course, our home clubs where we are today, Tantera, Fox Valley, and Briarwood. When we come back, Kevin Sylvester, he joins us live at the John Deere Classic and our picks for the Open Championship. Get your pens ready to write these picks down.
Yeah, because you're going to want to use them for the Batavia Downs Challenge.
That's right.
You're going to want to use mine.
Absolutely.
Yes.
More from Tantera as we broadcast live with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. Derek Kramer back in our Amherst studios, keeping us right in check right here on Tee to Green on WGR. Seven 50 is the time. Welcome back. Tee to Green live at Tan Terra Golf Club here in North Tonawanda. They've got their Ryder Cup event coming up here, and putting green packed, first tee area here packed, ready to go. You'd think they're actually all here just to hear it, to see us live.
Well, that's what I thought it was.
That's what you thought it was
initially. Yeah, I was sorely wrong, yes.
I know. There's, what, would you say 100 golfers here probably about?
I would say it looks like at least 100 with the number of carts that are out here and bags everywhere. Yeah, it's a big group.
Right.
Looks like a nice event.
I think it was that they knew that they got a chance to meet you after the show.
I will be signing autographs, but only for 15 minutes.
That's yes, right.
Yeah. So I got to put a limit on it.
They have Don Schneider, the PGA Pro here, set up nicely a selfie line to take with you after the show so that you can...
I'll expedite it. Do we have an expediter? Because, sometimes people linger.
We'll have to get more staff around for this. Yes. Absolutely. All right, enough of that as we bring the third man that's normally part of our show in here, Kevin Sylvester. He is at the John Deere Classic in Illinois, where I'm complaining about how hot it is here, Kevin, but I guess... I shouldn't complain with the weather you've been having.
Well, good morning, guys. Yeah, yesterday, yes. I'm trying to determine which has been the hottest day I've worked at a tour event. It's either yesterday or it was Memphis a couple of years ago where the temperature was 98 degrees and the heat index was well over 100. Yesterday, we were well over 100 to the heat index. But it depended where you were on the golf course, because there were breezes, but there were spots where you did not catch a breeze and just dead air, and it was difficult. So I'm not going to lie. It was definitely difficult. I got sick of drinking water. That's how hot it was yesterday.
Are you carrying the unit around also? Like the remote unit on your back?
Yeah, we have belt packs, weightlifting belt. They weigh like 15 pounds. With all the equipment together. But, the caddies are carrying those big bags. They're walking up hills. We have a support cart, and I spent a lot of time riding it instead of walking yesterday. So I wasn't digging a ditch in it, for sure.
That's right. Well, Michael Kim still has to finish up the last hole. He's got a four-shot lead. I know that they've had a couple of delays due to the heat and the lightning and some of the thunderstorms in the area. But he's got a four-stroke lead right now on Hearn, Wheatcroft, and Wagner, and then the red-hot Francisco Molinari, who won last week running away. What jumps out to you in terms of the top of the board, Kevin?
Well, coming into the week, Francisco Molinari was one of the favorites. I followed him the first 2 days. He basically played the same round both days, 600 par, 500 par. It's par 71 golf course. But I say the same round. Brian, 12 of 14 fairways both days. He hit, 15 greens in regulation. And his putting statistics, 28 putts each day. He made 12 more feet of putts on Friday than he did on Thursday. Just machine-like. And I asked his caddy after the round, I said, is he hitting it better this week or 2 weeks ago when he had that phenomenal final round to win the Quicken Loans? And he goes, a little bit better 2 weeks ago, but he's close. So that's not great news for the field, but what Michael Kim's doing right now You know, one hole to go, and the 18th hole is a very difficult par four. But, you know, it looks like he's going to head into today when he gets to finish up that 18th hole, you know, with at least a three-shot lead. Although I watched two guys double bogey that hole. It's easy to double bogey that hole if you don't put the ball in the right position. And that's the whole story of this golf course. Find the fairway, ton of birdies out there. You miss the fairway. The rough is, you know, what we traditionally call U.S. Open rough. So thick. Matter of fact, on the 15th hole yesterday, Parker McLaughlin, who's 11 under par, no, 10 under par, he bogeyed the final hole. But he drove in the right rough, could only advance it about 120 yards instead of 170 needed to reach the surface of the green. He's in the left rough, and he walked right by it. I was directing him to where his ball was from across the fairway, moving back. He's standing right above it, couldn't see the ball, and I yelled at him, it should be right in front of you. And Ryan Blom's caddy walked over, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's right by my feet. Like, that's how thick the rough is if you miss the fairway here at TPC Deer Run.
Now, Kev, isn't there an exemption if they win this event they get into the British Open? Do I have that correct?
There's one spot left for the British Open, and it'll go to a finisher in the top five that is not already exempt. So, you know, it used to be in the win, right? But
yeah.
You can get the top five of the tournament, and if you're not already into the British Open, yes, you get an exemption. And, you know, one of the very smart things they've done this tournament, and the Canadian Open does this too, they have a charter flight for the competitors who come here and play the John Deere Classic that are playing in the British Open, or excuse me, the Open Championship. They've changed the name. Shame on me for calling it British Open. But anyways, they have a charter flight that leaves Sunday at the tournament for players or caddies, you know, and any family to go over to Scotland for the Open Championship. And the Canadian Open, in a couple weeks, Glen Abbey, they have a charter flight that comes back. So, you know, tournaments making it happen to get players to come and compete.
Yeah, no doubt. Kevin, before we let you go here, the Open Championship is next week. We're ready for our picks, but we'll let you go first. Who do you think is going to grab the Chariot glove and be the Chariot jug, I should say?
And Claret.
And Claret.
How about
jug.
Claret?
Let me start over. Claret jug and be the champion golfer of the year. Who do you like next week at Carnoustie?
Wow. That is
it's a tough pick.
You know, I'm going to pick Ricky Fowler.
Okay.
I think he breaks through and wins his first major at Carnoustie. He played well in Scotland. The Scottish Open this week, you know, Lynx Golf. It's such a tough golf course, but I'm going to go with Ricky Fowler.
Yeah. He said he likes putting on the slower greens. That's what he said that week, this past week. He's playing well, as you mentioned, at the Scottish Open. So I like Fowler, too. I think it's a good pick. What do you think, Jeff?
I'm going to go with Rory. I don't think he's shown too much form, but I think he is, I mean, he's custom built for Lynx Golf, and I think he just loves playing over there.
Yeah. I'm going to go way down the board and go at a guy that's 60-1. And this is a guy that I love to root against, but I just think the way he's played this year, I think Ian Poulter will win the Open this week. I just think anytime he's faced a little adversity over the last 2 years, he seems to hit it head on. He's talking on how he feels like he's in the groove for the Ryder Cup, and he's talented enough to win a major, especially after what we've seen with some other guys that have won recently. So I'm going to go way down with Poulter. But Kev, enjoy. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's the guy with the nice hair playing, the guy's leading the Scottish Open, or was yesterday, Rock, whatever his name is.
Everybody's
great head of hair he has.
That's right. He never wears the hat. I know. If you had that head of hair, I wouldn't wear a hat either.
Yeah. Good looking locks.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin, stay cool for these next two rounds. We'll be listening to you on PGA Tour Radio, and we'll see you next week when we go 2 hours for the Porter Cup show.
Awesome. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Thanks. Kevin Sylvester, live at the John Deere Classic. You can listen to him on PGA Tour Radio. He's there, of course, covering the event. The last, not the last time, but two times ago that the event was at Carnoustie.
Oh,
if you remember.
Now I remember.
Yes, it was a epic meltdown. Jean Vandeveld, the French golfer, on his way to winning at Carnoustie. He was the clear leader playing that last hole. He arrived at the 18th tee. All he needed was a double bogey to be the first Frenchman since 1907 to win that tournament. He pretty much had played error-free. He had no doubles the entire week. He had a three-shot lead. Despite that, he decided to hit driver off the tee, went right into the burn. They luckily even found the ball. And then instead of laying up on his third shot, he decided to go for it. And what happened? We know it went into the burn. Then he goes in there, takes his shoes and socks off. Of course, that's the famous shot, Jeff.
Right. And then he ended up making like a 10-footer just to get in the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah. His shot got tangled. It went into there. And then he had to get up and down from the greenside bunker on his fifth. And then he made the putt for six. Or for seven, I'm sorry. Yeah, to make the triple bogey seven. It got him into a three-way tie playoff with, you remember the names?
I do not.
Justin Leonard, U.S. golfer, and Paul Laurie.
Oh, that's right.
Leonard actually could have won his second British Open, but it was Laurie who ended up winning in the playoff. But I'm sure as we watch the broadcast this upcoming week, they will show Vandeveld's highlights of 18, or lowlights in his eyes of 18.
And the poor guy, it's become an adjective for messing up. You know, how many guys have gotten to the 18th green and the 18th tee, and you say, just don't Vandeveld this one, buddy. You know, you got it. So unfortunately for him, and we didn't hear much from him after that, if I recall. That's been a long time, but everybody cringes when you see something like that happen to a golfer, and we hope that doesn't happen this week.
Yeah, and he afterwards he faced it. He asked, answered all the questions. Was pretty classy in his response about it. But yeah, you feel bad. I mean, that's a tournament that was his. He was excellent all week, but wasn't meant to be. All right. Well,
yeah, the golfers are heading out to their holes.
They're heading out to
their
hole.
Carts are roaring out there.
It's 8 o'clock
start. Yep,
and that means we're done as well here. Yep. Next week, 2 hours. For our Porter Cup and our Open Championship show. So, yes, we go 2 hours on Majors Week. Yep. We're also going to be at the Porter Cup, so we'll have another jam-packed show.
Yeah, and the golf will be on nice and early this week. It's fun to watch when it's over the pond there.
That's right. Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. Derek, thanks for setting up all of our guests this week. You want to throw in a plug for anybody going down to the 11-day power play? I know you were there playing for WGR, but the event's still going on and supporting a great cause.
Oh, yeah, definitely get down there still. And then as a matter of fact, tomorrow you get to see the Sabres alumni and members of the Buffalo Buttes playing as well against the three top fundraising teams. So tomorrow will also be a pretty fun day down there at Harbor Center.
Awesome. And, of course, you can still donate, 11daypowerplay.com. Derek, thanks again for your work back in our studios. I want to thank all of our guests, Don Schneider here from Tantera and everybody here at the staff for giving us a warm welcome here this morning. Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. Don't forget, sign up for our Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel Majors Challenge. You can check out the information at Brian WGR. Thanks to Cassie Stein, the Porter Cup Tournament Director. We'll be up there next week. Kevin Sylvester at the John Deere. PGA Pro Jeff Metis. Jeff, thank you. Have a great weekend. Stay cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Going to go play golf this weekend.
That's right. Thanks to everybody here at Tantera. I'm Brian Colziel. The entire show will be up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. I'll also tweet it out just a little bit later this morning at Brian WGR. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for listening to Tee to Green here from Tantera on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.